Buongiorno everybody, and welcome to a special episode of the Idea Element show, during which we are announcing the availability of a community technical preview of the Uprove technology. I am here with Stefan Brands, who is one of the protagonists of the Uprove saga. Hi Stefan, thank you so much for making the time to come to talk with us.
Hello Vittorio, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about Uprove. I appreciate it.
I'm sure that our audience will really hung to every word you love to say. So, it's a tradition of our show to know a bit about our guest before diving into the content. So, would you mind telling us a bit about your career, your history with Microsoft and similar?
Yes. So, I've only been at Microsoft for 2 years, but I have actually been pursuing the same line of work for 18 years. So, I started my career as a cryptographer. I did my PhD in cryptography. All of the 18 years following that have been dedicated to one cause, and that's the cause of protecting privacy in a digital age. And my focus has been on privacy technologies that provide both privacy and security for electronic transactions and communications. So after I completed my PhD work, where I developed cryptographic protocols with this purpose in mind, I patented those. I published a book that describes all of these protocols, and then I moved into the business side of things with the goal of commercializing or opening up this technology and getting it out there. And so I started a company in 2002, and subsequently in 2008 Microsoft acquired that, and that's how I joined the company.
And the company was Credentica, right?
Yes, that's correct.
The famous Credentica. Okay, that's very, very impressive, of course. And what are we announcing today?
Today we are announcing a first partial opening up step of the Uprove technology, partially the underlying intellectual property and partially software that implements this.
That's great. So, Uprove really took the industry by storm. Let's say that it literally enabled you to do things that were impossible before. However, outside of the identity community, it's kind of difficult to actually know what it is all about. So it would be really great if you could just give us a view of, make us understand what Uprove can do for you.
It's understandable that there's some confusion because cryptography is ultimately applied mathematics, but it has extremely practical purposes. So on the one end, it's a bit esoteric, but what we can do in this case is to reconcile seemingly conflicting security and privacy requirements in a very wide array of communication and transaction systems. And to make that more practical, let me give you a few examples. Imagine you want to make purchases online over the internet or through your mobile phone. Maybe those are very small purchases. Today you would have to use your credit card, and there's all kinds of phishing attacks and other fraud risks, identity theft actually that could result from that. So wouldn't it be nice if you can actually have a fully digital payment system that also is very efficient, so it will allow you to make peer-to-peer payments for small purchases online, and maybe you actually would also like to be able to have some of your payments be with the exact same anonymity as you would get when you pay with cash. And for example, you want to buy some medical or a medication. Maybe you would like to avoid disclosing your name to the party that's going to sell you the medication. All they need to know maybe is that you're eligible and that you have the appropriate amount of money to pay for it, right? So in a digital world, so we can actually apply the Uprove technology and have a fully electronic payment system that's highly efficient and it's also highly secure. And at the same time, you can make anonymous payments in those cases where you would like to have your anonymity. Now, at the same time, if you try to defraud the system and you try to reuse, you're a hacker, and you try to respend the same electronic cash or electronic coins, in particular, you try to respend those by breaking into your software or hardware, then and only then will you be traceable. And so they can basically take steps at that point. And so this example shows that there is no conflict between privacy and security. And obviously, using conventional approaches, we cannot reconcile these two approaches in a digital world, but using Uprove, you can. Now, let me give you another example. Let's say you are interested in using an electronic service that will store online your some of your medical information that you provide yourself, or that maybe different doctors that you may visit store in your account with that service provider. And maybe the reason you want to do that, these several of these services already exist online, right? Maybe the reason you want to do that is because it allows you to have access to your own medical record information and to see if it's correct and reconcile maybe the different entries that different medical providers give to you. And also it will allow the service provider to disclose some of that information to different parties in your benefit, maybe to get discounts for health insurance or what have you. Now, in this case, this is your medical information, right? So you may want to make sure that whatever medical data the service provider discloses about you is not only with your consent, but that it's actually the absolute minimum that you would like it to disclose, even if hackers, viruses, and what have you break into the service provider and maybe they try to change that information pertaining to you, which could lead to wrong diagnosis if it's revealed somewhere else without your knowledge, even, let's say, right? And the same information in the wrong hands can actually result in personal damage. If people know, you know, that you might get rejected for job applications, if people know that you have a certain disease, your health insurance cost may go up. If the insurance companies find out certain things about you that they have no need and in fact no right to know. So now, so there's personal security, there's privacy interests. At the same time, the medical professionals who rely on all of this information, they also want to make sure that you're not just entering wrong information about yourself, right? In those cases where they need to know that it's authoritative, they trust hospitals and doctors there that have made diagnosis with providing that information. So we have these very security and privacy requirements, and so if you use YouProof, you can actually protect all of the health information in a manner that gives all the parties the security interests they need, including you yourself, and at the same time, your data cannot be linked to you in those cases where there's no need for it, and more generally, you can control actually what the service provider can do with it, so that it cannot disclose more than you are comfortable with.
This is amazing because. One of the big problems of today is exactly the tension you described between security and privacy. And having a technology that guarantees at the mathematical level that you can have both, it's a revolution. So what is actually in the package?
Very good question. So there are really two components. One is that we're doing a first release at the engine level, at the cryptographic protocol level, because as mentioned, these protocols have a very wide applicability in all kinds of transaction and communication systems. So we are opening up the underlying intellectual property through the form of a part of it, through the form of a cryptographic protocol specification that we are releasing under OSP, the Open Specification Promise. So in addition to that, we are also releasing two versions of Toolkit, a .NET version and a Java version. And the Java version we're actually donating to the world. so this will allow people to experiment, scrutinize the protocols that we are opening up, build their own implementations in accordance with the OSP, and test the practicality and so forth. Now, we are also releasing, in addition to that, another specification that shows how you can integrate this cryptographic protocol, how you can benefit from that in the context of the identity meta system, which is the current industry effort that Microsoft is involved in towards an identity meta system. And so this is the integration of the YouProof token technology in that meta system context. And so there is a specification for that together with code that you can actually experiment with. It's preview code, but it's a very high quality.
Fantastic. And I'm sure that everybody in the audience will just go straight to our video caption, follow the URL, and download all those goodies. Specs for the cryptographers, your inner cryptographer, and the code for the developer audience. And I'm sure that everybody will want to flood you with feedback. Because again, you said that you waited for a long time for this moment, but I know that out there, a lot of people waited for this as well, and they will be very excited to put their hands on it. So thank you so much for finding the time to talk with us, and we are looking forward to know more about this.
Thank you, Vittorio.